Welcome to The Impact Factor, how to get noticed, motivate millions, and make a difference in a noisy world.
Ken MacArthur, what can I say about Ken MacArthur other than Ken has become a good friend?
You know a great person when you meet him, and I just want to tell you, he's a great man.
He has amassed a number of experts to speak to you.
Ken is one of those guys that as soon as you meet him, he just draws you in, almost like a grandfather with a chocolate bar and you're a little kid.
And then Ken's also like the mother bird that he pushes you out of the nest even when you think you're not ready to fly, and you actually do fly. So thank you, Ken, for pushing me out of the nest.
All you have to do is just do a Google search on Ken MacArthur, and you can see the amazing reputation this man has.
Hey folks, Ken MacArthur here, and we're back with The Impact Factor, creating massive impact for all your ideas, products, and services. This is episode number 5. In episode number 4, I talked about the amazing story of one person, one sign, and how one man got noticed in a noisy world. If you haven't listened to episode number 4, you definitely want to take a listen now, because this is a continuing series on how one man was able to get his ideas out to millions of people and impact the world. Today we're going to be talking about controversy. Adding controversy to an event can be likened to throwing gasoline on a fire, and if you throw enough on, you'll definitely attract attention. The flames of controversy attracted key members of two more communities around one man, the local government and local media, who spread the news throughout the entire city. So let's admit the fact. There are key people in every community. Those people can make sure your ideas and solutions spread quickly through the group that they influence. In some cases, these groups are massive. As the local government and local media began to notice what was going on, key people within those groups started to spread the message through their influence. One man had an emotional story to tell. As the controversy increased, key influencers repeated that story to more and more people. The intensity grew as Shimon and Juan leveraged their existing relationships with people touched by their efforts. They created increasing social proof that their actions were appropriate and desired. Their efforts were rewarded with an official approval from the city. Juan and Shimon had made a big impact. And then it all died down and might have gone completely away. The video sat unused. The controversy was over. The local media and the local government stopped talking about Juan. Shimon headed off for Los Angeles, and things went back to normal. That all changed when Shimon, in a single night, edited the video, added the unimaginable power of music to the visual impact of Juan at work, changing lives, and introduced it to a larger community called YouTube. This is a noisy world. More than $5 billion are spent every year on media buys in the United States alone by people who are trying to get noticed. We are exposed to countless messages every moment of our lives. Within the sight of my desk, I can count hundreds of commercial messages. That doesn't even include the countless people, nonprofit, and religious organizations that are trying to grab a piece of my mind, my heart, even my soul. How many people do you know right now that are on a personal mission? Maybe you are someone who is blessed or cursed with a dream of your own. You may feel as though you're screaming at the top of your lungs and people aren't listening, don't notice, and don't seem to care. The ambient noise is just too great. There are too many demands on our attention. There are too many opportunities to follow them all. There are too many wonderful ideas and no time to enjoy most of them. So how can one person make a difference in this noisy world? How do you increase your impact? How can one person make any difference in this noisy world? How can you get your ideas noticed? How can you motivate other people to spread your ideas? How can you get the maximum impact for the least investment of time and resources? How can you sustain your impact over time? How can you get exponential impact with simple choices? How can you identify key people and spheres of influence to target? How can you persuade other people to help? How can you leverage existing networks and media? This system helps you to identify the leverage that you already have and practically forces you to take clear actions that will result in amazing impact for anything you want to dream. There are choices you will make that will make a huge difference in whether you're noticed or ignored. Join the adventure as together we discover how to get noticed in a world that doesn't want to listen to you, how to find your audience and make them your advocates, how to take simple core actions that create massive impact, how to identify existing networks that want what you have, how to target key influencers that make it happen right now, how to convince key partners to share their customers and their reputation, how to use automated systems to spread the news even faster, how technology explodes your impact, how to generate recurring revenue for all your projects, how to motivate millions to action based on over 100 years of scientific research, how to make your impact live beyond one life, how to make a real difference in the world, one person at a time, and much, much more. Along the way, I'm going to share some stories of people who have changed millions of lives with their impact and let you in on the key choices that made the difference. Imagine getting behind-the-scenes stories directly from people like Craig Newmark, who Time magazine listed as one of the most influential people in the world, or meet Matt Mullenweg, the creator of WordPress, who is listed at the very top of lists of the most influential people in the technology revolution. Not all of our impact case studies will be named that you recognize, but all are creating their own personal impact in the world. Either way, you will know their story and their secrets. This isn't theory, this is impact in action. Here's your first gift. There are reasons to keep people capture the attention and respect of the masses while others pass by without a trace. Anyone can yell, make noise, get noticed. Fame is easy, but to have real impact, you need a personal blueprint that makes sure that you don't miss a single opportunity. One opportunity can change your life and the lives of millions of people that you touch. The first step is to figure out exactly where you are now. After all, every person is different. We bring specific talents, interests, resources, skills, knowledge, and aptitudes that we can leverage to maximum effect. As we grow and learn, we constantly refine our experiences, develop new resources, and grow our impact by building key relationships. Remember A.J. Velichko? I talked about him in the first episode of this series. What happened to him? I have so much to tell you. The lessons that AJ and so many other people have taught me are spread throughout my life, and their stories fill this series. Together, we're going to build a personal system for you that will amaze you and impact millions. But the heart of this story is not in a system. The heart of this story is in the lifeblood of the people who have impacted our lives and the people who will be touched by us as we live our lives. Every person who listens to this series will impact someone. As of this instant, you are part of a family, and together we will create impact far beyond one life. Let's get to the rest of the story. Let's get going. You can start building your own personal impact system by taking a good long look at yourself. What do you bring to the table? You have unique skills and experiences, building blocks that you can use to create amazing impact. Your goals are unique, even if they aren't entirely clear yet. Put together, your skills, resources, and goals can provide you with the purpose and system that you need to take your impact beyond your imagination. What motivates you? Every person is destined to create his or her own unique impact. The reasons that we want to touch the world are as individual as the ways we affect other people. Start by asking yourself what really drives you. Do you want to be famous? Do you want other people's respect? Are you looking for financial security? Or do you really want to be extremely wealthy? Are you on a personal mission to change things that you don't like? Are you trying to right a wrong that exists right now in this world? Or are you trying to prevent a disaster? All of these motivations can create massive amounts of impact for good in the world and equal amounts of evil. There will be days and nights that you wish you had never taken action, and you will need all the motivation you can drag out of your soul. So now is the time to find out what will be most likely to get you through those times. Clearly, the first step is to determine what makes you tick. What gets you out of bed in the middle of the night with your heart pounding to take action? Ask yourself now whether you would rather have fame or wealth, security or adventure, purpose or freedom. You may be able to have it all, but the hard, cold fact is that you will often have to choose in a matter of seconds between two things that you hold very dear. Before you reach that crucial moment, I pray that you will have thought about the questions and make the best choice that you can in time to live another day. About those value judgments, I won't make value judgments on you or your actions. I'm unqualified to judge the reasons that you do what you do. Many people who have been motivated by reasons that others find selfish or shallow have created massive impact for good. Many people trying to do good things have caused horrible things to happen. All motivations are destructive when driven to extremes. How many people have started on noble missions only to find that they are broken and desperate? Desperation can drive people to actions that destroy the mission that they live for and hope to build and grow. No matter how saintly your mission in life starts, you should always be aware that growing impact demands ever-increasing responsibility. You need to be aware of what works when it comes to motivating yourself, because you're going to need massive amounts of motivation to reach your full potential. Life doesn't come easy, and if it comes easy to you, then you aren't reaching your maximum potential. Start stretching a little bit. All that I'm asking is that you be honest with yourself, even if you don't share that honesty with me. Some of us don't like the things that motivate us. Even if we do, we aren't always eager to let the world know exactly what they are. What about your ego? As much as I hate to admit it, there's more than a little ego involved in my wanting to have a great impact on the world. If there wasn't, then I might not work so hard to make it happen. I find energy in the approval of crowds of people that share my vision, and magic in the changing of lives and the sight of growing numbers of people passing on my vision to other people. I love the feeling of capturing a moment of intensity and passion. I want to feel a room of people surge with the strength of my convictions and sense the heart of a room enveloping others within the sound of my voice. I love the moment. It drives me each time to extend it and make it better. These kinds of moments won't motivate everyone. Some people hate being the center of attention. They build in the background. They support rather than lead. They create better than promote, or implement better than innovate. Whatever you are, you need to know what drives you to be your very best. Even if you don't want to share your secret with the world, facts are facts, and saying that they aren't won't change them. I've got a saying, if chocolate motivates you, eating all the spinach in the world is not going to help you get things done. In our next episode, we're going to talk about the magic motivators, a combination of three things that motivate most people who want to have an impact. But for now, realize that you need those directions, you need those motivators to keep you going through the process of building your impact to as large as you possibly can. You have amazing skills. You have amazing talents. You have resources beyond your imagination. But you need to take a close look at the reality of those resources and make your own value judgments about what will motivate you to get to the top. Be sure and subscribe to this broadcast on iTunes. Download the recording, stuff it in your file of learning materials, and let's make an impact together.
This is my first introduction to Ken, and I have to say I think he's an absolutely phenomenal individual. He has felt like he has held my hand, even though he really hasn't, to try and help me move forward in my projects that I'm working on. His caring demeanor is absolutely astonishing.
I would like to highly recommend that you check out Ken MacArthur and anything that he has to offer. Ken has given me some awesome advice. In fact, I consider Ken a legend in the internet marketing arena. And I go to him anytime I'm about to launch a new product or if I need marketing advice or strategic advice. I go to Ken first because I know that his advice is gold. It's pure gold. So make sure that you pick up anything that Ken has to offer. Get to an event of his. You're going to learn a ton from this man. Highly recommended.
And I just want to say that if you ever have a chance to meet Ken MacArthur in person, you have to take that chance. Just drop whatever you're doing, take time off from work, and just go to whatever event he is hosting, because it's just an incredible experience.
The latest and greatest information is always available at kenmacarthur.com.